The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Senator Josh Kimbrell is on our guest line this morning. The South Carolina Senate is talking about a hate crime bill that is under consideration in the state legislature. And I wanted to bring him in for a few minutes this morning to give us an update and kind of talk with us about this. South Carolina is one of just three states in the nation without a hate crime bill on its books. And been a lot of discussion this session about this. On our guest line, Senator Josh Kimbrell. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Doing well. Good to be with you.
Let's just start from the beginning, and if you would, just give us a quick overview of what a hate crime bill is and why it's important.
Well, I think it's debatable on the importance of it. What it effectively does is there's a federal statute that includes hate crimes legislation. There's an attempt now to do a state version. What it effectively does is enhance penalties in prosecution if someone is found by a jury of their peers to have acted out of a particular malice against somebody on a basis of race, gender, age, and now sexual identity and gender identity. Now, always I have found hate crimes to be a very difficult thing because, first off, any crime, in my view, when you're out there raping or killing or doing anything of that nature is by definition a hateful act, right? It's by definition a hate crime. So hate crimes purport not only to punish a person for their actions, but to try to punish somebody for what was in their mind while they committed that action. Well, obviously, the criminal standard of proof is beyond a reasonable doubt. I don't really know how you prove beyond a reasonable doubt what was in somebody's mind right while they committed an act. So that's problem number one. Number two, though, I could vote for and would support, even though I think it probably is hard to prove a hate crime, I could be supportive of and would vote for a version of a hate crimes bill that protects people on what I consider an immutable characteristic, and that being age, race, gender, or some kind of physical impediment. That's not what we're talking about now, though. What the left has tried to do is trying to push a version of this hate crimes bill that includes SOGI language, other social justice language, whether, you know, effectively saying that we're going to put as a protected class an immutable characteristic, gender identity, and sexual preference. Well, now we're going in a whole another direction. We're saying we're going to punish folks more intently if they don't agree with somebody's sexual identity or sexual preferences. And the problem is it also opens up a private cause of action. So not only are we talking about folks can be more aggressively prosecuted if they are found to be in some form of violation, if they target somebody, even for what some may consider hate speech because of sexual identity or gender identity, that's a problem. We're also opening up for private causes of action where people could be sued, even in civil court, for disagreeing with the LGBT agenda. And that, to me, Joey, is the problem. So, you know, I'm not okay with a version of a hate crimes bill that's going to punish people for having a traditional view of human sexuality or gender or even marriage, for that matter. And if that keeps South Carolina in the category of being one of three states that doesn't have a hate crimes bill, then so be it.
Yeah. Well, now, it's my understanding, Senator, that had been taken out of the bill, but now has been added back in. Is that correct?
In the House, yes, sir. So there's two problems we've got right now. In the House, the language is taken out, and then judiciary shoved it back in there at the same time they killed the Save Women's Sports Act. So I don't know what in the world happened last week in House judiciary. They lost their mind over there. So yes, the version in the House that's going to come over to the Senate includes all those dangerous elements I just referred to. But there's also a Senate version. So I'm headed to a subcommittee meeting in Columbia right now, where there's a Senate bill offered up by Senator Darrell Jackson, a Democratic colleague of mine, that is even worse than the House version. And so it's going to have those same kind of provisions for the LGBT items that I worry about from a perspective of religious liberty. And it even goes further, saying that harassment are stalking in their version are considered hate crimes. Well, what defines harassment? If you say that in their definition, the hard left's definition of harassment under this is if you, and then look, I know, Joey, you and I are common sense guys, so I'm just using this as an example. Sure. But if you or I decided we wanted to be a lady, for example, and you decided your pronouns are going to be she and her, and I called you him or said he or whatever, that would be a prosecutable offense. Wow. Under the version that the left wants. And I'm not okay. Yeah. With the notion that if you use somebody's non-preferred pronouns, you can be prosecuted under state law. And I'm amazed that the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce is spending time and money trying to push this monstrosity down the throats of the people of this state. It's amazing to me that they're focusing their attention on that when we got the highest individual and corporate income tax in the Southeast. But instead of worrying about that, the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce, Greenville Chamber of Commerce, Spartanburg Chamber of Commerce are spending time as their number one priority pushing this hate crimes bill over the objections of those of us that are worried about religious liberty, and they don't worry at all about tax reform. It stuns me.
That I'm glad you brought that up, because I have noticed that the chamber groups all around the state, this seems to be a priority for them. I mean, to hear them say it, if we don't get this, our businesses are going to suffer. I mean, you have any speculation on why that is? Why are they spending so much time on this?
Well, Joey, here, I've had conversations with a few of the chamber folks, and here's their rationale behind it, and I'm just going to I'll tell you my response to it. They believe in order to recruit big corporate giants and companies like Facebook or Google or whatever, that you have to push this kind of secular progressive agenda, or they're going to go to Asheville or someplace instead of here. My response to that is let them go to Asheville. Yes. You know, we're doing fine as a business climate in this state. I'd rather encourage small businesses and businesses that are not going to try to change the culture here to come here. I want to grow our economy as much as anybody does, which is why I've supported meaningful tax reform. But, Joey, if I have to sacrifice the culture of South Carolina on the altar of bringing in big businesses, then I'd just soon not bring in the big businesses. And so these chamber groups need to focus more on cutting taxes and building the right soil conditions, because I promise you most businesses are not looking at whether or not we have a LGBT provisions and a hate crime law, whether they're going to come here or not. They're worried about the tax code. So they need to stay in the right lane and worry about taxes and soil conditions for business, not promoting a San Francisco-style social justice agenda.
Yeah, thank you, Senator, for saying that, because you're right. I mean, yeah, we all want our state to grow, but in the right way. We want good jobs, but the right jobs. And, you know, there's some companies that just won't fit in South Carolina. They need to go to Asheville or someplace else. So thank you for taking that stance. Well, interesting update here. Thanks for spending a few minutes this morning to bring us up to speed, and we'll check back with you as this bill makes its way through the Senate. Always appreciate your time, Senator.
Thank you for always being a voice of common sense, Joey. Appreciate it.
Sure thing. Have a safe trip to Columbia.